Item 9, from the Sustainability Director, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, providing a status update on Milwaukee County's green print. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Gentlemen, would you introduce yourself for our streaming and listening audience out there?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. My name is Don Tyler, and I'm the Director of Administrative Services.
Good morning. I'm Gordy Bennett, Sustainability Director.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. I just simply wanted to give the opportunity to, a courtesy, if you will, to introduce Gordy Bennett, our Director of Sustainability, in the event that you have not had the opportunity to do so. Mr. Bennett joined us about the same time I did in February and has brought great energy and enthusiasm to his role. And interestingly enough, got into the thick of it during the courthouse fire and will be, over the coming months, suggest some ways that we can do a better job from a sustainability and energy savings perspective. He's not here for that right now, but he's here to provide an informational report, and I just wanted to introduce him formally to you. Thank you.
Mr. Bennett, welcome.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, thanks. It's my pleasure to be here. As Don mentioned, I am here to present an overview or summary of our sustainability efforts since I took my position in February. And I feel that personally that's important to do because the county board has been very involved with the Green Print Resolution, i.e. the county's sustainability policy, which, as you know, was enacted in 2007. This is the second Green Print report of this current calendar year. All previous Green Print reports were presented by my colleague, Steve Keith, and I'd just like to take a moment to thank Mr. Keith, who, as you may know or recall, is our sustainability and environmental engineer and director of environmental services for the county. Mr. Keith was instrumental in getting the county's sustainability efforts on the ground, and for the past 5 years, he's really led the way in ensuring that the county departments and units fulfill the requirements of the Green Print Resolution. So I just would like to thank Steve for that. And as the informational report is essentially a summary of how the county is doing in terms of each of the 16 energy and conservation provisions of the Green Print Resolution. So right now I'd just like to go through, not item by item, of course, but just to summarize the major highlights from this report and the table that's attached to it. So in terms of energy efficiency and renewable energy, which, as you know, was a considerable focus of the resolution, county is doing quite well, I should say. Our total energy use, which includes steam, natural gas, and electric use, since 2007, when the resolution was enacted, has actually decreased by 10%. So in 2012, our total energy use was 10% below that of 2007. Quite impressive. And in terms of utility costs, those savings are reflected in terms of the utility costs, which are actually $1.7 million lower in 2012 than 2007. So in energy conservation and efficiency initiatives implemented under the Green Print since 2007 have in large part helped to help the county realize these significant savings. Also, the county continues to apply for and receive funding, outside sources of funding for efficiency and renewable energy initiatives. Just this year to date, we've received approximately $39,000, actually closer to $40,000 in incentives through the Focus on Energy program that you may be aware of. The county also continues to expand its solar power production. Many of you may have been involved with this. But the Milwaukee Public Museum is currently renovating its southern facade. Maybe you've been impacted by the construction along Wells Street. But that project is really exciting because it will involve integrating, at least for a portion of the facade, a solar photovoltaic array, which is expected to generate about 102,000 kilowatt hours per year of solar power for the museum. That would actually, if you consider all the other solar projects that have occurred up to this point, that would double the county's total solar power production. It's quite impressive. And that 102,000 kilowatt hours represents the electricity use of 10 homes for a year. So kudos to the museum. In terms of green building and sustainable design, the county has also made a lot of progress in that area. As you may know, DOT Airport is beginning or has already started construction for the GMIA baggage claim remodeling project. And that's exciting because, from a sustainability standpoint, I should say, and because the project team is seeking LEED certification for the project. And if they are able to attain that certification, it would be the county's first LEED certified project. And LEED, of course, is a green building certification system. The newly formed Office of Sustainability, i.e. me, recently completed a waste assessment, of county facilities. And to my knowledge, this was the first look that we had taken at both our landfill waste and recycling. As you know, we have done recycling studies in the past. The results are essentially that we are diverting about 30% of our municipal solid waste from the landfill. So, in all honesty, it's not the highest number in Wisconsin. There are municipalities with higher numbers, but I am encouraged by that considering the state as a whole only diverts about 13% of its municipal solid waste per a 2008 report that I came up with. And the U.S. as a whole is about 24% diversion. So, again, we're at about 30%. The county is at 30% diversion. So I feel like that is a positive sign. Certainly room for improvement, but an encouraging sign, and hopefully we can continue to increase our recycling and waste diversion rate. Lastly, I'd like to just bring up one particular initiative that I've had a hand in since I've been here, and that's the Kilowatt Challenge, which is a energy conservation initiative that the county exec and the Office of Sustainability launched in April, right around Earth Day. The goal of this challenge is to get county employees to engage in activities that will help to conserve energy resources. Essentially, the county executive ably in April challenged all county facilities and occupants to help reduce our electricity use by 2% from May through October of this year. And I'm very pleased to present that as of August, we're actually at a 5% reduction level. So our electricity use is down 5% what it was the same period last year. And I'm really encouraged by that. I'll admit that it's been a cooler summer, so perhaps our air conditioning hasn't been as much of a need for air conditioning. But still, I feel like a 5% reduction is very encouraging. So in summary, Milwaukee County has made great strides with its sustainability efforts just in the short time that I've been here. And for the record, I don't take credit for all these things. I like to think I have a hand in them, but certainly there's others that are helping to lead the way here. And I look forward to working with the county board on just improving our sustainability programs, and I encourage and request any feedback that you have on the report or sustainability in general.
Very good. Thank you for that report. Questions by committee members? Comments? Hearing none.
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, we do. Supervisor Haas and Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And welcome, Mr. Bennett, and congratulations on your ascension to this post. I think we can do great things with you. And in the report, I note, let's see, on the performance contracting and construction, the focus area, there's it says 50% of savings from energy conservation will be, after paying for performance contracting, allocate 50% from energy conservation toward future energy efficiency projects. The progress on the right side, it says, as noted in previous green print status updates, action on this provision has been temporarily postponed. I was curious, Mr. Bennett, why was this postponed?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the reason being, I believe that the performance contracts were initiated in, was it 2000, forgetting the dates, but essentially they won't culminate until, I think, 2016. So there's still several years before the savings that are referred to in the Green Print Resolution would be available for additional efficiency initiatives.
Okay. And, Mr. Chairman, if I may, you noted that electricity usage is down here. Do you think that's related to the work on this, or more related, you know, since the fire, of course, we've been on kind of a curfew, electricity curfew. You're not supposed to have coffee makers and things plugged in. So I was curious. I will give you a lot of credit for your work on this, of course. I was curious if the fire and the effects of that have had any impact on also on the reduction.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I was very careful with in reporting those 5% savings from the kilowatt challenge to take out any courthouse savings that were due to the fire in July and August. So I've actually kind of removed that from the challenge in terms of reporting for the time being. I'm planning to throw it back in there, the facility back in there for September reporting. We have two more months, I forgot to mention, of September and October for the challenge. So courthouse energy use will be factored into any savings or lack thereof in September and October. But I was very careful and aware of the fact that energy use was down because of the fire.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Alexander, then Supervisor Stamper.
I yield, Mr. Chairman. I was trying to help my colleague get your attention.
Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was looking at the report regarding the purchase of new cleaner technology vehicles. Mm-hmm. Have the buses hit the streets yet? I see we're making progress, but where are we with the 55 new clean diesel buses for 2013?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I apologize that I don't know the answer to that question. I understand that MCTS Transit Services did receive at least some of the buses this spring, but I don't know that. In fact, I was over there last Friday, and I saw some of the buses in the bays, but I don't know if they're in operations yet, and I'd be happy to look into that for you and report before the next board meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further questions? If not, the item is informational. No action necessary. Mr. Bennett, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate your report.
Thank you.
Item number 10, please.